All right. Counselor Catherine Brown is upset. She said that you have done nothing to help with Bill C-17, which is the Build Homes Better in a Better kind of Super Big Better Way.
Smarter, Act. Faster.
Act?
Yes.
And why is she mad at you?
Well, that, that's
I'm not
a
saying
great
she's
question.
Mad, but she clearly...
She has called me out, and I think that she feels that she's holding me accountable, and that's fair game. I mean, that doesn't bother me at all. And as everyone who's listening, or probably most people know, I've worked with Catherine. I know Catherine. We have each other's phone numbers. And that's the only thing that's troubling for me about this. I mean, if she has an opinion, absolutely her right to put it out there. But she does also have my phone number. And I don't mean my phone number in terms of she can call my office and someone will schedule a meeting. She has the phone that is next to my bed that if at 3 a.m. there's an emergency, it rings and I pick it up.
Right.
And it doesn't ring from Catherine Brown. And I looked it up this morning because I thought, well, maybe I missed something. You know, we're busy people. These things happen. The last time that she reached out to me was July 7th of 2024, before I ever became an MPP, and has not reached out since, did not reach out to my office on this issue. And from my perspective, I have about 34 counselors and 3 mayors throughout the riding. Does it make sense for me to cold call every single counselor and mayor on every single bill or issue to see if they have a perspective or don't? Or does it make sense for those members of council and those mayors who have my phone number, if they have an issue, to pick up the phone and call?
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's incumbent upon them, if they want to advocate on behalf of a bill or against a bill, or you know, share anything that you know, they might think is a consideration from the city's finances perspective, to reach out to me. And that doesn't happen. And so why doesn't that happen, I think, is a larger discussion. But there is a pattern of this type of behavior where they don't say anything ahead of time, something gets passed, and then they find the media's phone number and they put it out there in the press. I don't know if they think that that benefits them. What I can tell you is it does not benefit their constituents. If you feel that it's going to be a problem for the city of Belleville, for the ratepayers in Belleville, if you think there's a flaw with the bill, reach out to me while it's being debated. And this is something, I mean, Paul Carr touched on it as well, and I'm equal opportunity, as you know. And Paul, and Catherine Brown said, you know, the hand went up. We actually don't vote by putting our hands up. You stand up and are called one by one. So clearly she was also not invested enough to actually watch the proceedings and watch the vote happen. Paul reached out as well and said, yeah, it would have been nice if we could have had a period before it was passed where there was consultation. Well, Paul also has my phone number. He did reach out to me on May 29th, which was 6 days before the bill was passed. 11 minutes after he texted me, I was on the phone with him. We had a lovely 20-minute conversation. He wanted to talk to me about education, the local school board. Absolutely, happy to do that. No conversation about Bill 17, right? So I'm happy to have conversations with absolutely anybody, any counselor, anywhere in the riding. But you have to reach out. You have my number. We know each other. Do the work.
The city staff said the financial impact on the city of Belleville could be $7.7 million in lost revenue in the next 3 to 5 years. Much of it because the provincial government has decided to exempt long-term
yes.
care homes from development charges. But and my only question here is, and I understand the need to get these things built ASAP, but my only question on that is, aren't most long-term care homes for profit, run by private companies?
Yes, there are municipally owned, there are not-for-profit, and there are for-profit. And for-profit does make up the bulk, from memory, about 65-70% of the homes.
So you're giving them a break?
Well, they're constructing long-term care homes. So we have a situation, and I know that you can appreciate this as well, where we have an aging population, and we've had an aging population for a long time. This
right.
is not new news. The previous government, between 2011 and 2017, built 611 new beds for the entire province of Ontario. So we come into a situation where that the need for long-term care homes to be built has effectively been put off for a generation, at least 15 years of very little action on building these beds. So we set out an agenda to build 58,000 new and redeveloped beds by 2028. I talked to the PA of long-term care. I was the PA to long-term care about 5 months ago. I talked to the new gentleman, John Jordan. They're at about 24,000 new or under construction units right now, with more in the pipeline to get built. So when you actually try to get things done, things that are important, we all have older relatives in our family. My grandparents are in their late 80s. Long-term care is something that we need in our communities. When you actually try to get things done, you have to do things like this to incentivize the construction of those units, or they won't happen. And so from my perspective and the perspective of our government, the importance of having that high-quality care close to home when people are most vulnerable and need it the most outweighed some of the challenges that municipalities would have on development fees. But the problem is municipalities do not have a standardization or a harmonization around development fees. So some municipalities absolutely weaponize development fees to prevent development in their cities. I think that the way that Belleville has done it has been pretty responsible. They've done more consultation with people like the Quinney Home Builders Association than many other municipalities have. But at the end of the day, it is a barrier to developing something that we all agree that we need. Let's remove that barrier. Let's get more long-term care homes built.
But it's the city that's going to suffer because they're not going to get the money from it, right? And, you know, municipalities are already taking the burden of so many things that are provincial. Our doctor recruitment program, for example, is something, healthcare, clearly a provincial issue. The issue that we're dealing with our homelessness situation and
Absolutely.
A counselor.
I was the treasurer for the Enrichment Center for Mental Health.
It's exploding, the issues that we have now, and that's provincial. Many times when you speak to the mayor, he'll say, well, speak to our MPP because it's his issue. Is it your issue? We'll find out. We'll take a break. 613-969-1545. 1-866-969-1546. Tyler Alsep will answer those questions and more as the Lauren Brooker Show continues.